But first, over to Karachi and some cricket commentary from the test match between Pakistan and England.
Thank you now to England team captain Nasser and very good toss and very lovely toss now to batting wicket to win the first one day now into England and Pakistan. To Nasser sent toss and elected to bat first. To opening batsman now in Alex Stewart. To win the first over now, Seam Akram. A lovely striker. Alex Stewart has covered already for one. Yes, good shot. To England now.
Now, as those who follow cricket may have noticed, there's something a bit odd here. Something not quite cricket, old chap. Well, believe it or not, but the man we just heard talking about the game doesn't actually understand English. Dean Mohammed, nicknamed The Commentator, is actually a goat herd in the Calabar area of Pakistan. Yet, he's able to do cricket commentary in English. So, how did it all start?
In 1997, during the Cricket World Cup, I was following the cricket. I took my radio with me when I took the goats up on the mountain. I have lots of goats and I listen to the radio while they graze. In 1997, during the World Cup, I started imitating what the commentators were saying.
But how is it possible to remember the words needed to do the commentary?
It is a miracle. I don't know really, but I suppose cricket has become an obsession. I listen to the commentary a lot on the mountainside, and I don't eat or drink until the match finishes.
So does the commentator understand his own commentary?
I don't understand completely, only a little bit. It is a very difficult job. I'm the only English commentator in the area. People think that I speak the best English in the area.
And the goats, aren't they bothered by having the radio on the whole time?
My goats know that I am busy with the cricket, so they don't disturb me.
Are there any opportunities to use this amazing skill in the local area?
All over the Calabar, I have become very famous. In fact, I am invited to every single cricket tournament, and the organizers ask me to do English commentary. And during the holidays, schoolboys ask me to do the commentary for their matches. People call me chairman of the cricket field.
Any payment for providing this commentary?
Oh no, nothing. Sometimes I get a t-shirt. I don't mind really, because it's my hobby.
And is the commentary in the style of anyone famous?
Oh no, I don't imitate anyone. I have my own style.
But what about favorite commentators?
Oh well, Tony from Australia, Jeffrey Bycott from England, Barry Richards from South Africa, if you really insist.
Finally, England are playing Pakistan in the third and deciding test in this series. Now, who's going to win?
Well, that's a difficult question. Pakistani batting lineup is very strong, and it is because of that that they managed to draw the first two tests. But the English batsmen, too, are very good. Nasser, Ben, Graham Thorpe, Mike Atherton. But I don't think they like the wickets in Pakistan. I don't think the English are satisfied with the Pakistani pitches.
Alex Stewart to win four in England now, four for no loss. Seam Akram in a Pakistani in a first bowling to win the leg side. To very good start now to Alex Stewart to England side to a lovely timing boundary.
Dean Mohammed, the man they call the commentator, and who says he doesn't eat or drink during the game. Well, still to come, of course, I'll look at weird and wonderful sporting statistics.